Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
And my job, and I love my work, is to build you up in faith. That if every light come on in the car, and before you turn around, the Lord take them out one by one. My job is to build your faith up, because when your faith ends, it better have you in the arms of God.
Yes.
That's the job. Make your faith take you to God. I have to be able to change you from glory to glory. I must get rid of those things that are not like the Lord and make you like the Lord when you look in that mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you don't see your flesh, but you see the glory of God. You say, I have the Holy Ghost. That's what you're going to see.
Yeah.
You're not going to see what you're lacking. You're going to see what you have.
Jesus.
You're not going to be worried about where you came from, but where you are going. And your faith is going to do that.
Yeah.
All of us know what our lives have been.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it's going to be.
Amen.
But our faith can make it what our heart desires.
Yes.
I desire to see the Lord,
yes, Lord,
in peace.
Yes.
And my faith makes me speak of things that are not as though it are, though it is.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm with him already as he's in me.
Mm-hmm.
What did he come down for? Not to get me? He can't leave until I go with him.
Amen.
Yeah.
People say they're waiting on the Lord to come back. Back from where? He said, I'm going away to prepare a place, and then I'm going to come for you. His coming is the Holy Ghost. The world is waiting on that so-called second coming. It ain't going to be good for them when he appears.
Amen.
And their knees haven't already bowed. You've already got on your knees and called on the name of God until you were endued with power from on high and he came and gave you a visit.
Thank
yes.
Lord.
He made you like a bush.
Yes.
And he sat on you and put fire on you, and you're looking around and say, I haven't been consumed. No, he won't consume you. But he'll burn up everything that is not like him.
Thank you, Lord.
So when my preaching is finished, you're going to open your eyes and see God. Even if your bones have to lay in the ground a million years, you won't know it.
Amen.
And the angels that have charge won't move for a million years.
Thank
They'll
Lord.
Sit right there.
Thank
the ones that rolled his stone away didn't move.
Amen.
Until it was time for that stone to move.
Yes,
and they moved it, and they were asked of people, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
Jesus.
He's already gone.
Thank you.
Who's going to give that testimony for you? Who's going to be able to speak and say, this was a soul that served God all their days? As I sat here in this cave, I was thinking about all the souls that used to sit.
Yes.
And they tarried with God. When their bones wouldn't let them go up and down stairs, they said, I'm going anyway.
Yes, amen.
And we might not have them among us now, but an angel has charge over them.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
I said them, say, sit here.
Yes, yes.
Sit on this stone, don't move.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Where are they going to go? They've been charged.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
What your mother has given you, though she's gone, what she gave you was the spirit of the living God. She wants you to go from glory to glory. So if you got to get rid of some things that's going to hinder you, you're not going to throw away that thing that is good for something in the world. You hold on to that thing that's good. And you'll struggle with God until you get the victory, but you'll never discharge that thing that's going to pull you to God. My job is to make you see that everything that glitters in the world, it might be gold, but it ain't going to glory.
Amen.
Gold is not going from glory to glory.
Amen.
It has whatever it has now. But what you're trying to do is be changed.
Amen.
To what? To what you see in the glass. If you see the image of God in the glass, that's the thing you're striving to do. So everything that happens in the world happens because it's common to a man. But not what you see. What you struggled for. To repent of your sins. What you're repenting for. You say, I didn't make myself on this order, but you are responsible for it. But you tell the Lord, forgive me. He said, now go wash. He said, for what? Because I said so. What do? Go wash. You want to see? He told the man, go wash in the sea of Siloam. The man said, okay. He went and washed, and what happened? His obedience, his eyes opened. And everybody want to know, who opened your eyes? Jesus. They didn't believe him. But he kept giving them the same answer. Jesus. And what did they do? They threw him out of the church. And when they threw him out of the church, God didn't go to the church looking for him. He went where they had thrown him out and found him. He said, I want to know who he is. He said, Jesus said, you're looking at him. So if people throw you out, don't worry about it. You're going from glory to glory. God knows where you are. Nobody can put you out of God's church. You are the church. But the job of the preacher is to make you look in the glass and look down the telescope of time and see Jesus. When all the troubles come, they're coming against the word that's been preached to you. So the Lord does a wonderful thing. He said, have you ever heard of a scripture where the earthquake made a noise and the fire came and all that stuff came, but the man of God didn't move? And the soul said, I haven't heard such. And then the word of the Lord opens and it comes to the heart and said, oh my. When the man of God found a safety in God, in the rock, and the Lord let all his creation pass by, and the man of God didn't move. What was he waiting on? Something in his heart and soul and mind. Say, now that's God.
Yes.
He wanted to go from glory to glory. And when he heard the still, he came out of the cloud. And all that he thought that God hadn't done, God had already done it. God was just waiting on him to catch up with the mind that God had. When he said, I and I only am left, and they are seeking my life to destroy me. And the Lord said, not so, I preserve some for you. The Lord is already ahead of you. Monday for God has already been done. He's already said it. You're going to see it. Your tomorrow is already set in God. He's already ordained it. You just got to go and meet up. What was in the mind of God to do for me this day?
Amen.
And when you look in the mirror, the desire of my heart is for the Lord to say, everything I promised you is yay. The Lord didn't promise the church no. He promised the church yay. And tomorrow you see what has been promised and delivered and manifested for you. The will of God is everything I have seen from this moment back. I've seen the will of God because I've lived it.
Yeah.
Everything I've done, I've seen the will of God concerning me. But from this moment forward, I don't know what it is, but my faith is going to go ahead of me and make everything all right. So when the seraphim, the preacher stand before you and God, and two sets of his wings, one covering his feet and the other one covering his hands, but there is a set that's ready to fly. While those wings are up, it has eyes forward and eyes backwards. But he's standing in the present for you to tell you where you came from, be thankful. Where you're going, God is going to take you. So when the Lord take the coal from the throne, put it on his tongue, and he began to tell you, the Lord is going to take you from glory to glory. The image, when you look in the glass and you can see Christ, and these bones are saying, let me shed all of this sinful flesh, let it decay, because God has something on reserve that's going to dress it, and it was not made by hands. All of God's creation is going to go away, but those bones, they are eternal. How be it that eternal thing started in the womb of a woman? And if they get dry for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, they're still waiting on God to say, stand. And when God gives it a charge, because something has been preached, something was preached to Joseph's bones, that after 400 years, Moses was going to remember what was preached to Joseph's bones. Don't leave my bones here in Egypt. What does Egypt represent for the church? The world. Sin, backsliding. Don't leave my bones there. Take my bones to the promised land. When you go over 400 years from now, what he told Abraham, that promise is, yeah, 400 years, I'm going to deliver. So that 400 years had passed. It was now time for God to keep his word. So the angel, the seraphims came. And while Moses was traveling, they transfigured. Hallelujah to God, to a bush that was burning and made the man of God's eyes turn and look, and he wanted to turn away from him, and then God spoke. And when that voice came out of the bush, the angel had already declared what God was going to do. So God was now accomplishing it. Monday is already done in him. So at the present moment, in the present moment, I know where I've been. I know what the Lord has done for me. Right now, I'm looking into a glass, and the image of God that I see, I'm a bush on fire for him, and he's getting rid of everything that is not like him. I know his work. I know what he's doing. I'm letting him work. I'm letting him prove me like silver is tried. I'm letting him prove me like gold is tried. Because when he's finished, I can't do the work. I can't deliver myself from this hell. I can't deliver myself from this sin. He can. He can change it in a moment, or he can let it dry up in a ground. But he said he was going to do it. That promise in him is my job is to make you see what God has done. What you used to do that you stopped, how did you stop? He gave you the power to do it. He's the one that made the change. So when the husband make the phone call, he said, I've heard it before, but I have peace now in my soul. You got to show me you're not going to bring nothing but peace. You cannot come and disturb all the work that I have worked so hard to get to this place. And God, that I'm not going to let you disturb my peace. I don't want the wind to move when you walk, because it might move me, and I'm not ready to move no more. God will lead and guide so you'll stay in truth. He's not going to let you fumble and fall. He said, now unto him, when that serpent wings was ready to fly, that word went down, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you. When you come up to God and you wonder, how did I make it? When I know I was fighting my own self, how did I make it? The Lord, at the batting of an eye, he said, I pull you out of the fire like a firebrand. I pulled you out and I made you turn. You say, Lord, I turned to you. I'm still on fire for you. But you can burn up everything that is not like you, because what I gave up, I'd rather have you than anything. And I don't want my testimony, what I said, to be a lie. I got to hope. I'm going to hope until I go from glory to glory. I'm praising you now, my glory, and I'm going to praise you forever when I get to you. It's not going to prevent me. The only thing that's going to change is my housing. That's the only thing that's going to change. When I get to God, I'm going to have the voice that say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that took away all my sins. When I get to God, I'm going to be thanking him of everything I can think about. When darkness was about to cover me and God brought light, I'm going to think about when sickness was so heavy on me that I didn't know whether I could be well or not. But I'm going to remember when his eyes looked down on me and gave me peace. My testimony I'll take to the throne. All the things that were done in my life, I'm going to take it to God when I see him in peace. And I'm going to say, I thank you how you deliver. I thank you how you kept me free. I thank you for sending the seraphim in my present moment to make me look forward, to tell me what God was going to do. I remember the day that the word came down and said, I'm going from glory to glory. God's going to take me from sinful flesh to life everlasting, so I can go from life to life. I don't have to go from life to death. I'm going to bypass death, and I'm going from life to life. How do I know? The preacher spoke to my bones and prophesied to me. So when all of this flesh is blown away, the preachers already have my bones set to go from glory to glory. Because when I look in the glass, I don't see me. I see Jesus. I see the Spirit, because I heard myself speaking in an unknown tongue. Because when the fire settled me, the Holy Ghost, I could feel it coming. And when it settled me, I could feel it. And I knew what it was, but I was waiting on the sign. I was waiting for God to speak like he spoke to Moses out of the bush. And then I heard my tongue get loose. And when I heard God magnify himself in that moment, I knew I could go from glory to glory. I can put back on what I had with him before this world was, because I was a spirit with God. He knew me before I was formed in the womb of my mother. He knew that I was going to hear his gospel. And I was going to turn like the prodigal son. I had to turn. So nothing in this world is profitable to take me from glory to glory. So I came down here to grab eternal things. And what I found was the Word of God. I found Christ. When you look in the glass, your glass is a backwards glass. It can let you see behind you, and it can let you see forward. And when you look forward, you must see the quickening power of God. Because every soul is going to get a chance at three breaths. The first breath every soul is going to get, that's the one that make you a living soul. When God breathed into your nostrils, when you were a child, that was your first breath from God. And he got to breathe again to give you the quickening spirit. The Lord from heaven want to abide. And when he breathed on you and your tongue get loose, that's the second breath, the quickening spirit. Now is raining, is waiting on the day when God said, come up hither. And what's going to prevent you? Nothing, because the spirit is already dwelling, ready to make that move. And the bones saying, come on, we can do this. Come on. The Lord has something on reserve for us. Come on. Let's shed this sin and go be with the Lord. And your third breath is when that bone stand and wait for God. And soon as the breath of God goes up the nostril of dry bones, see if you be able to stand on the earth. You're going to make that trip to the midair. And you'll ever be with the Lord. As he descend, you shall ascend. And you're going to meet him. The job of the preacher is to build you in this faith that that's what's going to happen to you. Your bones come into the congregation so it can hear the word of the Lord. The flesh can't pay it any attention. Flesh don't want to come to church. It said, I'm too tired to drive. I don't feel like it today. But the spirit comes and says, press your way. You make a phone call, say, I'm going to press my way. If I didn't come today, I didn't realize I'm going from glory to glory. To be in the presence of God Almighty. To hear, what am I going to do when the Lord said, come up hither. You're not going to pay attention to the earthquake. It's not going to get your attention. The fire falling, it's not going to get your attention. All that noise is just noise. You're not going to even move. But when you hear, come. Don't move. The church has the Spirit of God in it and with it. Now, he said, you cannot hear unless you have a preacher. That preacher cannot come from the throne of God and preach except God sends him to you. And when he's sending, he's going to send something on his tongue. And when you inquire, the Lord is already ready for you. The Lord has given you an opportunity to have this conversation. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? He's sitting listening. He's tarrying to see where you're going to go in your spirit. What are you going to do in your heart and mind? And all that you're thinking, you never go out of his word. You never go out of his desire for you. But you worry and you think about, this scripture must be reconciled with this scripture, because I can't find myself at odds with any of it. Amen. Say, oh, thou man of God, show me where it is. And God is, yeah, I can't find it. But the Holy Ghost is ready for it. Amen. And when it is seen by the eyes and heard by the heart, It goes, oh my God, his promises, every last promise is yea in him. And he's given me all of these promises, and I'm going to hold him to them. So when I go Monday, the desire of my heart is, the will of God is already done. I want to go see
Jesus. Yes.
What God has done.
Yes.
I'm going looking for Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
I know the earthquake is going to make a lot of noise.
Yes.
I know the fire is going to make a lot of noise. But I'm not going to be moved.
Amen.
I want to wait on the voice. When they say, we know the stable home for this child.
Amen.
I'm going to wait and see what God. And whatever he does,
yes, yes,
I'm going to say, yea, Lord. Because the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. That thing he takes away, you didn't need it.
Amen.
You need what the Lord giveth.
Yes. Yes.
And you're going to bless him whatever he does.
Yes.
Yes.
And we look at that scripture like, oh, the Lord took some from it. You didn't need it.
Amen.
And that's a good thing that the Lord take it. He took all your sins away. You want to keep them?
No.
He gave you himself and removed your sin and iniquity. The Lord gave. And he took away. When he put you in the water, what do you think he was taking away?
Sin.
You glad, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So that scripture is saying the Lord took away. You blessed him for it, didn't you?
Yes.
And look, but he gave you everlasting life.
Amen.
The Lord giveth. But he also take away. The Lord didn't take away Sister Brenda's daughter. He didn't take that from her. He blessed her with her while she had it.
Yes.
There was a due time God has set that he was going to put the soul to rest. And let Brenda tarry on.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't take anything.
Amen.
The Lord gave her peace. The
yes.
Lord gave her the strength to endure. The Lord gave her his word when she can hear everybody putting a door in heaven. And I can hear her sitting there saying, Jesus. Just as loud. Jesus. Because she knew better.
Yes.
Ain't nobody going to heaven yet. If they're going there, they need to get out. Because it's going to be on fire.
Yes.
The Lord's not going to even stay.
Amen.
He's going to come out of there and meet you in the air.
Amen.
Heaven and earth.
Jesus.
So if they're already up there, send a message. However they got out there, you tell whoever put them there,
yes.
Get her out, please.
Because
it's going to be on fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But the church is going to have this comfort in God. Why? How do you know? The preacher gave it to you.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the word of God that must be preached.
Yeah.
I don't have the keys to hell to put you in.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need me preaching hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go and think I'm on a lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can't swim in water. I'll drown. So what do you think will happen to me in a lake of fire? I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I sit at the mouth of it.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
And tell you,
yes,
don't go past me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't.
Yes, Lord.
Tell us all, don't go past me.
Yes. Amen. Yes,
stop here with me and chat with me.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And I can turn your soul around and
yes.
Send you to
yes.
The right.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you will consider what I said.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I know I came from God.
Yes, amen.
I'm already ahead of your question.
Yes, amen.
I'm ahead of whatever you're going to bring.
Amen.
I am never without
amen.
What God is going to give you in the moment that you need it.
Amen.
And I know God walked with you,
thank you,
because you're going to prove it.
Yes.
At the convention that's coming, I want you by twos, by threes, by seven, just to walk in the church, walk in the house of God. And let your voice be heard.
Thank you, Lord.
I am one that can testify
yes,
that the Lord has been good to me.
Yes,
I want you to be able to sit next to somebody that's praying and they're not quiet and they're talking to God about a situation.
Yeah.
And you go sit next to them and say, the Lord is able.
Yeah.
You keep on praying. Don't you give up.
Yeah.
God is able.
Yeah.
I want you to be a witness to somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
If you can't be a witness to nothing, at least you can bear record
yeah.
to what God has already done.
Amen.
You can tell somebody.
Yes,
from the record, I've seen in the record where there was a woman with the issue of blood, but I'm a witness to one that's living today that God has blessed. And you can move from that person when you're finished. You can walk on into the dining room, sit there while somebody's eating, and say, you know, the Lord has been good to me. There was a time in my life that my covers was bare. Hallelujah, you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Got this food on this plate, but there was a time I had to put an empty bowl.
Thank you, Lord.
And pray over an empty bowl. And the Lord himself knocked on my door. Moved in a human being to bring me groceries. And leave it at my door. I can tell you, I have never ever seen the righteous. God has never forsaken us, and we have never had to beg for his bread. His bread has come daily. Hallelujah, God. I can press on a CD, I can get in my car, and I can put on YouTube. I've never been without the bread of God, and I've never been without the bread to eat.
Yes,
because he's kept his promise
yes.
to me, because he's proven
yes,
I am his fruit of how he labored and died so he can get in me so I can go from glory to glory. I started my trip when I repented of my sins. I wanted to go to glory to glory. I wanted to go from praising God here to praising him there forever.
Amen.
I wanted to leave this tabernacle and grab the one that's on reserve.
Yes.
My bones I got from my mother.
Yes.
It's the image of God that I see when I look in the mirror.
Yes.
And I want to redress it.
Yes.
I want to put on something heavenly.
Yes.
So I came down here and I grabbed the word of love.
Yes.
The word of life. The word of God. I grabbed it and put it in my ears. Put it in my heart. And it's been now in my bones like fire.
Thank you, Lord.
And when I'm finished,
and
all of this world is gone, I hear the angels that sit on the stone. Wait. And I'm going to get up. And wait on that third breath. And when I feel it in my
nostrils,
that breath will give me eternal life. I had the breath of the Father. I had the breath of the Word. And the last one, I'm going to get the breath of the Spirit. And I'll be just like the Lord that day. In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 18th verse is my thought to you.
But we
all of us,
with open face, behold.
With an open face, we're not covered. We're not hiding, as Moses had to hide his face from the children of God because they couldn't look into what God was going to do. They couldn't behold God's glory. You can. You're looking at it.
As in a glass.
As in a mirror,
the Lord.
In a glass. You can now see the glory. You've been filled with the Spirit. You can see it. You can see from whence you came. You can see the trouble that tried to prevent you from getting to where you are today. Whether it was traffic, whether it was delay in time, whatever it was, you said, I'm going to press on because soon we'll be crowning. You got to press. There's something ahead of you you got to meet. There's something ahead of you you must meet. What is ahead of you is the firstborn from the dead.
Amen. Jesus.
And I changed in the same image from
you
glory to glory.
You got to change. You cannot stay like this.
Thank the Lord.
You must be ready to get rid of this and make a change. You must be willing to hold on to the life of God when the desire of your flesh is wanting to go to the world. You must hold on to God Almighty and be ready to change. Because there's something ahead of you. You just must meet it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even as
you got to meet that power that on the third day, when he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, there was a charge given to the angels. Don't leave my soul in hell.
Amen.
You got to charge God. Don't
yes,
leave my soul
yes,
in hell. Because something is ahead of you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
He said, I'm the firstborn of the dead. He said, I'm ahead of you, but follow after me.
Yes.
So when you say, Lord,
yes,
the quickening power that was in Christ is now in
Amen.
Me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And what you did for Christ on that third day must happen to me. I'm willing not only to change, I'm willing to make an exchange. This for that. I don't even know what it looked like. I heard it consists of flesh and bone, and it has no blood. I have no idea. But the desire, as my faith is, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to be. It went ahead of you, so you can follow after it. And though it was thousands of years ago, God then took an angel and set him in your midst and reminded you of what God has already done and said, now look in the glass. Can you see yourself making a change? Is the vision that God is saying the Holy Ghost is abiding in your soul. Can you see it when you look in the glass? Can you see
it
from the time that you heard it on your tongue saying, Nicodemus, a man must be born again of water and the Spirit, and Peter come and tell everyone, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive God's Spirit. Are you willing to make an exchange from carnal to God's spiritual?
Yes, yes.
From terrestrial
yes.
to celestial?
Yes,
are you willing to make the change?
Yes,
yes.
So that the image of God was not born by you in vain. You didn't wear it in vain. You took it, buried it in water. It came up walking in the newness of life. And then the gospel started coming to his ears, being written on the tables of hearts.
Yeah.
And God said, my word now don't have to go on stone. I don't have to wait for Moses to tell. I tell him, and then he come and have a conversation with me of what I told him. It goes from him straight to you.
Yeah.
There's no man now needed to be an intercessory. The intercessory was Christ. He came and died So when Carol said, Lord, he said, what can I do for you? And your spirit began to talk to God. And he knows every heart. Every heart. He said, you're mine. I know you. As your father, I made you live. As the word, I gave you quickening power. As the spirit, I'm going to make you go from glory to glory. From praising now. Praising God. You want to remember every trial that God helped you to overcome. Behold, I'm looking in a glass, and we can see where God has brought us from, and we're praising him for it. Now, question is, can you see Christ?
So we all.
We all.
With open face, behold.
With an open face, is looking.
As in a glass.
In a glass.
Glory of the Lord.
And can see where the Lord has brought me.
And I'll change into the same image.
And I'm changed.
From glory to glory.
To the same image that I see.
Even as.
And that's the thing. The three records in heaven, Father, breath, word, breath, and the spirit. That's the thing that's going to change you from glory to glory. But can you see it? Can you see it? Job of the preacher is to make you see.
Yes.
The trials of your life is to make you look at God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord will take you to zero to bring you to 130 seconds.
Amen.
It might be slow.
Amen.
1 second. 1 millisecond. He can change your circumstance.
Yes.
You approve.
Yes.
And so the saints began. As the Holy Ghost says, a saint says to another saint, and a book of remembrance was written. And we come together and we start saying, did you hear that testimony of what that soul gave up? Said, I'd rather have Jesus. She began to rejoice. But a lot of people take pennies out of the world and think they got a lot. But a saint, say the Lord said the earth is his and the fullness. So I'd rather have him. And then he'll add all needful things. But some get a piece of job and think they got everything and forsake God because they got a paycheck coming every week. That paycheck might stop. And when it do, who are you going to get another one? Because you're not going to be able to buy a job.
Amen.
He's going to put you right back on your knees.
Amen.
He's going to give it to you.
Amen.
And some people make God a promise. Lord, if you do this, I'll do it. The Lord won't require you to do that.
Amen.
All you got to do is say, Lord, you would do this for me if I ask. And I'm asking and I'm believing that you can do it.
Yes.
He's already ahead of you.
Yes.
And a man come, angel of God said, don't accept that. Don't accept it. That's what I want. Don't accept it. It's temporary. You want something that is permanent. Wait. I say on the Lord, that's an earthquake. That's fire. Don't pay no attention to it. Wait. They that wait on the Lord, all the strength you used up waiting on God, don't worry, he's going to renew it and get you ready for the next trial. Get you ready for the next trip that you and him got to take. So when you get in the car and all the lights flash, here come you and Jesus. Lord, Are you with me?
Yes.
One light go out. You say, I thank you.
Amen.
The next go out. I thank you.
Amen.
The next one go out. I thank you. And now it's you and God. That's how he manifests himself.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave you neither will I forsake you. So when the preacher comes in your midst, he brings you God's record from behind.
Amen.
He's going to tell you where God is going to carry you.
Amen.
He's going to make your faith believe the impossible.
Yes.
I believe I'm going to go from glory
to glory.
I'm praising him now and worshiping him now for the things he's going to do. And I'm praising him and thanking him for what he's already done. You wait till I'm changed. You just wait. Glory is going to make a difference in my life. Wait.
Glory.
Because I believe God. I pray. That's the simplicity of my voice. It's understood in its depth. By your soul. That as you travel and as you move and as you do your things in this world, you pay attention to the mirror, the glass, your mind. What can you see? What can you behold in your mind? What can you see in your thoughts about God? What have you seen him do? Here you've seen a blind man now see. You hear now the lame now walk. You've seen so many things in your company of things about you. You say, I'm compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. So if you can't bear the record of what God has done, you can at least be a witness.
Amen.
God's service is never dead.
Amen.
Not if he's in the midst.
Amen.
Why would he come in and leave your heart untouched? Why would he do that? When you come to worship and he doesn't touch your heart and your mind, what was it? What you went for?
Amen.
Let him send you home rejoicing. Said, I'm going from glory
to glory.
Bishop Johnson gonna wake up preaching. What he died doing, he gonna wake up. Try me. Whatever you're talking about or thinking about when you go to bed, I guarantee you're gonna wake up the same thought in your mind. Try me. Go to sleep thinking about foolishness. When you wake up,
foolishness.
You go to sleep singing. When Kathy starts singing a song, I say, Lord, I hear it. I woke up singing. That song, Kathy's song, I got on my knees here to pray with the same song. I said, I hear you, I see you. I believe you. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, I'm going to establish that song. There's nothing you have testified that is so weird we've never heard. If it is, we like to hear it. But there's nothing you can testify to me you haven't heard.
Amen.
Everything someone said they asked of God, the Lord did it.
Yes.
And if he didn't, you didn't need it.
Right. Yes.
Some people say, oh Lord, I want to be rich. The Lord's going to hold it back. I don't blame it. Because if he make you rich, you're going to backslide.
Amen.
You're going to make $1 billion and got to give 10% of that to the church. Oh, I can't do that. I gotta get a church that many men. What he gonna do with it? He who me? Give it back to you.
Amen.
That's true.
But you gonna make that much? You say I can't do that. And when you had 1,000, you gave it a little 100.
Yeah, no problem.
Now you got Lord, a bill. Oh, I can't do that. And I can take that and build 3 churches, 4 churches.
Amen.
And you don't want to give it. All of a sudden, But God has blessed who you said.
Amen.
Remember Jephthah's daughter.
Yep.
Jephthah, he said, the first thing come across the ridge, I'm going to sacrifice it to you, Lord. The Lord didn't ask you to say all that. I gave you the victory in the war. I didn't ask you to say all that. And the thing coming across the ridge is his only daughter. And she said, Dad, you crazy clown. What did you tell the Lord? He said, I told the Lord I was going to sacrifice the first thing that comes across. And she said, you dummy. That was me. He said, yeah. And she said, keep your vow to God. Just give me an opportunity to get myself together because I must die so you can keep what you said to God. That wasn't necessary. He had to sacrifice up the fire. Cast it. Because he opened his mouth to God. God doesn't require you to say, if you do, I will do. This part is not required. You just hold him to his promises.
Yes.
You tell him your promise is a yay.
Yes.
Ain't no telling what mine are.
Yes.
I might tell you something, Lord, I can't keep it.
Yes.
But I need you to understand, when you get a little thing from the world, and you, it's going to be the world of Christ.
Amen.
That should be an easy decision made by you.
Yes.
If I want to go from glory to glory, when I look in the mirror, I don't want to see this flesh. I want to see Christ.
Yes.
So the world versus Christ. Give me Jesus.
Yes.
All right?
Amen. Amen.
Remember Paul's words. They're simple, but they're powerful for your bones. Shall your bones live again?
Yes.
You must say yes. They have to. Or you repented in vain, you went down in water in vain, you got the Holy Ghost in vain, and you continued in the garden in vain. To do what? To get a body that will burn up forever in hell. You don't want that. Alright? I'm on my way to the convention, so I'm going to go ahead of you. And you come after me. If you're able. We'll be in Dallas starting on Thursday. Excuse me. And I'm looking for a wonderful time in God. And I think this is a prerequisite for all of the speaking about what God has done. And then we come into worship service in the evening. At evening, at the nighttime hour when God came in the cool of the day looking for us, we're going to be in the house of the Lord, worshiping God. We're going to fix our days so when we wake in the morning, we're going to be waking to the new mercies of God. His mercies are not renewed from yesterday. They are new for the next day. All right? Never get used to them things. However, just want to speak to the church. Those folks in the world, they understand this speech. They understand. They just have to reconcile. What in the name of heaven am I doing over here? The rep got three wives. What am I here for? What am I sitting up here for? They know rep is a liar. Why am I sitting here? The world, Christ, select. You have to make the choice. He said, choose you tomorrow. Day after. This day. So when the seraphim come, and the wings that's going to fly are already up. So that means the work of the feet are finished, closed by a set of wings. The works of the hands are done, so they're covered by a set of wings. Seraphim has three sets of wings. The one that come and preach to you has two sets of wings. And when the seraphims are ready to fly, they're not going alone. They're going to take you with them. Here the scripture says, under the shadow of his wings shall you trust. And when you get to the book of the Revelation, you'll see where the Holy Ghost said that seraphim is waiting. O man of God, what shall you say? And the man of God say, thou knowest. Hold on a minute. To get the tongues. Go get the cold. Open his tongue. Put it on. Speak this. And as I was sitting praying, waiting on Elder Joe to get dressed, the Holy Ghost asked him to get 2 Corinthians 3 in the last verse. Is that what it is? He said, I'm going to take them from glory to glory. But the thing is, can they see me? Can they see? When you look in the mirror, you don't see the sins and the things that I did wrong. But I see the things that God has done to overcome. He said, I won't remember your sins or your iniquities anymore. Why is you remembering them? When you go to bed at night, do not close your eyes until you have asked the Lord to forgive everything. That's why this is called the reconciliation gospel. It reconciles your day. You ask the Lord, forgive me. He's not going to say no. There's no nay in him. He must tell you yay. He said, I promise I would forgive. I'm faithful to forgive. Ask me. And when you wake, his new mercies wake with you in the morning. Starts all new. That's why he said, if you got a brother that's done something, he said, forgive them 7 times 70 each day. So they got up to 489. They barely got under the, you got to forgive them. And the next day it starts with one. And here comes God's mercy starting all over again.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad. Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la Foi Apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.